Good afternoon. This is April the 30th, Eastern Standard Time. This is the Thursday evening healing queue and question and answer time. We welcome you. We're not here to diagnose or to give custom codes. We're here to support you and guide you the best that we can with the time that we have here and with the limitations of not giving custom codes. Thank you for joining us. We trust that this will be a rewarding, a healing, and a loving time for you. And this will not be any April Fools. I am Linda Brewer. I am your host for the evening. And we welcome each of you. At any time that you have a question, hit star 2 and I will unmute you. You will be on the air. Pardon me. And we are being recorded. So we just encourage you to give out the last 4 digits of your phone number or your first name, whatever you're comfortable with. This is your time. You get to speak. You get to be comfortable. And again, thank you for joining us. Is there anyone who has anything they would like to share before we start with the universal code? Star 2 if there is anything. If not, I invite you to get comfortable in a restful position and just notice whatever might be going on for you or has been going on this day, not lifetime events, but just today. If you could resolve what's going on with you today or the thought or the feeling or whatever is haunting you in this day, robbing you of your peace and your love. This is what you need to focus on when we are doing the prayer and the codes. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and fill in your blank, your problem or your issues, would be found, opened, and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Your body now knows what healing priority you need now to be at peace. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. And as you begin to release the healing you just have, put both hands on your chest, pointed up towards your throat, and take a deep breath and just release your voice. Say a whisper, say a yell, do a yell. Take a deep breath. But just notice how you feel as you let it go in whatever method you choose. Your voice is your strength. And as you come back into the group, if you have a comment, a question, anything that you would like to share, hit star 2 and I will unmute you. Okay, if we don't have any comments, or how long, just 1 second. Good afternoon, 5446. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks, Linda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's Patricia, Pat.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with the group an experience I had in working on the Joy Code, which was the code I was working on this week. And I was working on it in terms of a neighbor, a friend, an acquaintance, who she had a bad episode this week, and physically, and she was in the hospital, and she also was affected. I talked to her. I went to her apartment the day she was released. I didn't know that any of it had happened, but she called me a couple of nights ago. Anyway, so I ended up going up to her apartment, and we talked, and I visited her the next day, too, and she talked about the roots of her problems, which were depression. So I said, okay, I'll include her. And I didn't even tell her that I was going to include her in my coding, but it was Joy that week, and I know it relates to depression. It's a healing of depression, so I thought this is just perfectly appropriate. So I was doing all that coding. I mentioned her specifically in the code, and as I was doing it, I was getting deeper and deeper into it, and I was saying, I was listing all the things that Dr. Alex lists in the healing of the Joy Code, for healing of depression, of lack of feeling unworthy, feeling inferior, sadness, grief, and he mentions a lack of interest in life and living. So as I'm mentioning all these things in the code, and this was like after a week of doing this code, mind you, but I was doing it for her, I realized it brought me to such a deeper level with what these things actually meant, that I realized that I was doing this code for me, really, because I had experienced these things, especially the lack of interest in living. When I first got depressed at 17, and the lady I'm telling you about also had this similar experience when she was about that age. So, but it was interesting because I had no idea. I mean, I remember when it happened, I was kind of like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. I just wanted to go home, but when it first happened when I was 17, all I wanted was to get back where I had been before that happened, because it happened kind of overnight. It was very sudden, and there was no reason for it to have happened. There was no obvious precipitating cause of trauma. There was a very subtle one, which I figure must have been it. But anyway, for years, all I wanted was to get my feelings back, to, you know, get my interest in living back. And it's been a very gradual process. And I was never there was never one moment when I realized that I was completely fully back there. So I strongly suspect that there's still some of this stuff going on with me. But it was a great insight when I was doing the code to realize that, wow, I was going very deep, because after a week of doing the same code, which was very useful, you do go deeper over the same issues because you're mentioning them over and over again, so you go deeper. So I realized when I said, you know, in healing of lack of interest in living, I thought, oh, my God, that's me. I never really got over that on the deepest, deepest level. Of course, to some degree, I got myself together and I'm functional. Nobody's saying I'm not functional. It's just that on the deepest level, I never really got over that initial plunge into depression. So I realized that when I was coding for this other lady, I thought, oh, my God, I'm coding for her, but I'm really coding for me with this stuff. And it was really good, because I realized how important it is to code and to go list the thing that the problems in the category that Alex says. It's important to mention them in the prayer. And then it's also a good idea to take one code per week, or, you know, for a few days, and not just, you know, I mean, his program is ideally, or what he suggests is one code a day. And I've done that many times, but this time I thought, in conjunction with your program, since you had asked for a theme, I thought, well, you know, maybe one code each week would be the theme. And anyway, it brought me to this very insightful place, and I'm very grateful. I've been coding on joy all week, and it brought me to very deep levels, and I'm very grateful that, you know, you were willing to work with that that way, because that gave me the sort of the kick in the pants I knew what I had to do and during the week I had to code on that one category, and it's been a good discipline, a very useful one. So I just wanted to express that.
Well, thank you, and thank you for suggesting it, Pat. And even if sometimes we can't think of any description of what's going on, or we don't have a name for it, go back to that prayer, all known and unknown.
Yeah.
This is me personally, I have learned that is such a powerful phrase and a conviction in my life by just living it. When I'm up against anything, I don't know of anything, and I just whisper a prayer, let me understand at my spirit the known and the unknown, to be present, to ask the right questions, to be a representative of peace and love and safety. So thank you, and thank you for your contributions to
this
call.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, you're welcome.
And I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to be on tonight till I knew that the first of every quarter we always got a new schedule, and we hadn't gotten the schedule. So today, Annika, she had not seen the schedule, so she asked me, could I take tonight? So I'm not sure when Annika will choose to be on next, so I'll know next week. So if I'm not with you, I will share with her what we've been doing and see what she wants to do, and tell her, would y'all like to continue it till we've gone through all 12 days, or what's y'all's pleasure?
Well, I'm definitely, no matter what she's doing or not doing, I'm going to continue with it. One category per week. So I start peace tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be wonderful if she, you know, continues it with us. But then if she has some other method. But I'm going to stay. I'm on a roll here. It's good for me to address specific issues for a sustained longer period of time. You know. Categories. So I'm going to stay with that.
Now, when you're doing the categories, do you mention several things related to that category, or do you focus on one thing?
Oh, I mentioned the whole thing that he has in the manual. For instance, I think I mentioned to you, when I say anything related to joy, including depression, feelings of inferiority, feelings of unworthiness, feeling flawed, ennui, feelings of lack of interest in living, boredom. I put in a couple of my own, like the two I just mentioned, boredom and ennui. He doesn't write that, but he says lack of interest in living. And then I put, of course, in the integumentary system. Sometimes I don't even mention that, you know, because for me I'm not aware of having that as an issue. And I mention it sometimes, but the principal things for me to be healed are the spiritual qualities in that particular category anyway. But I do list them all. And, you know, I never, up until we started doing them intensively, one per week, I was the kind of person, I approached it in a sort of a lazy way, the way you said, all known and unknown. And that was kind of enough for me. I would just, you know, all unknown and unknown about any given category, and I would hope for the best. I would, you know, hope that God knew what I was talking about, and he usually does. Of course he does. But I myself Sometimes I would have insights as to what that meant, and that would be wonderful, but sometimes I didn't, but I nevertheless felt that I was, a feeling was being accomplished. I could tell. I mean, I just knew it because my day would go so much better.
So have you ever done the naming a specific, have you, since you've been doing the specific categories, have you ever done one or two days or any time where you name just a specific thing like unworthiness or whatever?
No,
might be?
I can't just name one thing. I can't do that. He suggests a bunch of things, and I can usually relate to most of them. So I don't dare not include a bunch of things. I just don't want to miss the opportunity to include them. So I don't just do one thing. In my, like, you know, joy has many components, and they all do have many components. And I list many components. I can't just do one thing. I feel I'm leaving out something important if I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for our audience and on the recording, let me share that you cannot do them wrong, so ever how you're doing them is correct for you. Some people will get so lost in naming a list that they would, it would be they would not receive the benefits. So whoever's listening, whoever you are, ever how you're doing them is the right thing for you. And the heart intention is always what brings the healing. Me personally, if I named the things like Pat has mentioned, then I would want to put four or five under each one of them. So the simpler I can make it, and I respect how Pat does it, that's the reason I really want to stress, ever how you're doing them, find your path. Because our paths are different. But as long as we're headed toward joy or love or forgiveness, whatever, that is how we get there. Ms. Pat, you got a comment on that?
Yeah, I'm a little puzzled about the difference between the way you and I do it. You said you do mention four or five things per
category.
I
said if I did.
Oh.
I would want to add four or five things up under there. So I'm the type of person who my makeup is, right currently, is I can, the less details, the more focused and relaxed. It's more relaxed that I can
do.
Oh,
I see, which, yes. And most of my coding life, I did in a very less detailed way. I would just generally do the category, and I wouldn't mention a ton of specifics. But now that I'm going in depth with it, you know, one category per week, I'm getting more into the details of it. Like, I feel I have more time to do that.
And so my intent here is because people are, and when I say 98% of the people are very concerned, am I doing it right? Do I have everything listed? Mm-hmm. So they will stay focused on, are they doing it right? Are they getting full benefit in lieu of just letting their spirit be their guide?
Yes, I understand.
So,
well.
And I think we all find our way, and that's what makes life beautiful.
Absolutely, and I'm the first one to say do it, make code rather than not code. Whatever way you do it is going to benefit you. I mean, I spent,
yes,
as I said, most of my coding life doing in a very vague way because it was very hard for me to, for some reason, it was hard for me to spend all the time on the preparation that's described in the manual. I couldn't do all those things he says to do. So I would just say the prayer and hope for the best. Yeah, and hope for the best.
You got the best. You got
yes.
the best in the time that you were there. So
yes.
We're just all so uniquely made
mm-hmm.
that it's amazing. And, you know, what would work for me today might not work for me tomorrow.
Exactly. And I'm not sure I'm going to continue this method I require change. You know, I don't usually stay with the same thing or doing the same way for forever. I have to change things up. So the fact that I'm even with the codes since 2013 is a real testament to the codes, because if they weren't working, and if I didn't know they were working, I would have been out of here years ago. But
I think it's a testament of your poor spirit wanting to heal.
Yes.
And this
yes.
has been the avenue that you have been able to stay with.
Yes. Yes.
I encourage you to be and love yourself for the journey and how you have traveled it and the choices you have made and how you're healing. And we're healing every day. We're either stuffing stuff and adding to our stress, or we're healing.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Most days are a mixture.
Yeah.
And if we are unaware of what's driving us, and it can be our words, it can be our thoughts, it can be our deeds. But it always is rooted in our belief.
Mm.
Our belief is the one driving force.
Mm.
That will drive everything in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
If I believe I don't, and it can be a simple thing like if I don't believe I look good in purple, I probably will have very little purple in my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, if for some reason I end up with something purple and I wear it, then most likely I'm going to have a lot of things going on at a subconscious level that day that I'm not even aware of, because somewhere in my life I formed a belief that I don't like purple, or purple doesn't look good on me or something.
Yeah.
And that's the simplicity of how we do things, how we live our lives.
It's not the easiest thing to get down to the bottom of our false beliefs.
No, it's not. It can be a delightful journey, and it can be a very scary journey. And it can be a journey we want to hop off of, and then we want to hop
yeah.
back on.
Right.
And so it's life. It is truly, truly life.
Mm-hmm. Did you say light or life?
Life.
L-I-F-E.
Life. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
And if you're not experiencing all of these things, then there's a part of you that's very dead.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's the part that needs to be healed and alive, because every cell in our body needs to be alive, receiving blood flow. Our brain needs blood flow. And we need to be able to feel and experience what is going on, what we're seeing, what we're hearing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's so painful, and sometimes it's so deep we can't.
Right. But the good thing about the codes is when you really do spend time on them, very often insights will come up.
How you're healing, insights will come up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mine has been through communion and prayer recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing communion for a couple of years every morning. But it's just in the last 3 or 4 weeks that I have gotten an abundance of healing, which I'm very, very grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Ever, how are you? Go ahead.
When I do my coding, I do it with deep prayer. You know, that book of affirmative meditations, I think you did acquire. I do it with that. One line per, one sentence per hand position. And I'm going through them from A to Z. I eliminated the one at childbirth doesn't apply, so I didn't do that one, but I think I did all the others. I'm doing them. I'm up to false growths, and I've done that 3 times this week because there were some sentences in it that were just remarkable and just wonderful, and I knew that this was an important one to keep with. Can I just read you this one sentence that I find really important? It says, "This radiant intelligence penetrates to the bottom of mental action and wipes out all maladjustment, frustration, disconnection with life and its miraculous healing power." I found that very important to meditate on.
And what has been your insight from that?
Well, just to know that that was occurring, it gave me the faith to realize that the truth of God's presence as being always present to heal, and that I could rely on that. Just to know that that's the reality, is God, God's presence, God's spirit, and not all the other stuff that's going on, not the depression, not the lack of interest in living, not the feelings of unworthiness. All that stuff is just, you know, garbage on the top that is ousted by the presence of God, the omnipresence of God, always, you know, healing me. So I'm able to realize this on a deeper level when I do the codes to these words, and I have some lovely music in the background. It all pulls together for me.
And I admire your dedication and your processes and your commitment. It's amazing. So,
well, thank you. But I mean, thank you for saying that. See, what happened when I was 17? I was brought so low emotionally, spiritually, that it really did affect my whole life. And I never forgot the idea that I needed to get back. I needed to get myself back. So it's still a process, and obviously that was many decades ago. And my whole life was affected by how low I felt spiritually. So for me, you know, to be given the gift of this healing codes, finally something that works for me, you know, that addresses the issues, that supplies the positive energy. I'm not going to let that go easily, and hopefully not at all. I mean,
and that's a choice. Yeah. And you're a smart lady, so you will know if that day ever comes.
Well, it's more about what you said a few minutes ago, being starving for the truth, or, you know, starving for God's grace or for healing. I really, really needed it. It wasn't like, well, especially years ago, wasn't like I could get by. Well, I did. I did get by for many years. I didn't have the healing codes for many years. I tried different things, and some of them helped a little. You take what you can with what's available at the time, but it wasn't until I got the healing codes that I knew that this was a definite path that was absolutely addressing things for me in the way I needed them. So that's why I stayed with it. But I was hit very low. I don't, you know, it wasn't that I was hit. It was that life happened in such a way that I experienced this real sinking spiritually. So, but it was such a contrast to the way I had felt before that I absolutely knew I needed to get out of it. So that's you know.
And this
more,
is the thought that I had as you were saying that you have come to the point in your life you can love you as you are, and you feel safe being you.
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. I don't really think in those terms so much, but that's part of it. Yeah, sure. I'm easier about accepting myself. I wouldn't say that's been a conscious goal. My conscious goal was always to get my feelings back, because that's what I lost when I was 17, when I got so depressed. And it was just a complete feeling of that I lost my soul, really, that I lost my sense of my joy in living, my interest in life. It just all
you
from
lost
one day to
you.
The next.
Yeah, you just lost you.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, so I would like to, it's 9:13 Eastern Time, and I'm not sure when I would be back with everyone. So I just want to summarize for a few minutes what we have covered so far. We have covered unforgiveness, harmful actions, unhealthy beliefs, love, and joy. The ones we have, according to the manual to go, is peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. And self-control is always love and kindness. It's not power and ego and strength. So, as y'all continue this, or as we pick it back up, I pray and trust that we will come back together, our next time together. We will come back with a unity and a love and a presence for ourselves and mankind. And life is experienced day by day. So if you have a day when you can't quite reach that deepest part of you, remember you are loved, and it's a process. Judgment and condemnation will kill you. Love and gratitude will bring you peace and joy and love and rest. Find your voice. Find a place where you can glow with a radiance of all the healing systems, the ones we just mentioned. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. Every breath, every look, every sound, every word uttered, every thought, acted upon or not, every deed, may you feel safe, may you feel loved, honored, and know that you are loved. and what you're seeking is peace. And as we look at it and what can I accomplish and what can I do and what can I have, that we look around us and we look within us and we find that seed of gratitude to rest and be in action, in words, from that spirit of love. Blessings, hope, joy, peace. If I can look at others' circumstances and I can look at others' behavior and I can look at their wealth, I can look at their poverty, I can look at their abundance and I can look at my scarcity. I can look at my abundance and other people's scarcity and be grateful that each one of us represents love at our very core. And peace and love is what we can always send, receive, and speak and think. Any comments, any questions, anything anyone would like to say? Well, the old thing, until we meet again, be at peace. I love what Alex says. I wonder why I'm trying to cut off the recording, and for some reason it won't go. So let me see what I can do here. Okay, my computer is acting so crazy. It won't load, and now this recording button will not turn off. So. Anyone else have, Pat, thank you. Thank you for your contribution. Does anyone else have anything to say? Okay, I'm going to close off the web now. If you want to stay on the line a few minutes, we will. Shoot, that is just crazy. Doo-doo, control, I don't know. Okay, I think I have cut that off. Is it? Are either one of you ladies on the web?
No, I'm on the phone.
Laurie, are you still with us? Laurie? She was on the call. Maybe she was on the web because she was on the call, but apparently she can't connect with us on the phone. But I couldn't turn the recording off, and I didn't.
Is it off now?
Well, something's wrong with my computer, and it won't shut down right. So, yeah, I just clicked out of it. But I think when I did, I must have cut Lori off.
I was wondering how she was doing.
Yeah, I was too, and that was the reason.
Yeah, I included her in my codes all week, and I was wondering if she was. Well,
I was too, so.
I have her. I think she and I emailed at Christmas time. Do you have her email address? Shall I try and find it and send it to you?
If you find it, please send it to me because.
I will.
She was going to send me some information, and she hasn't sent it to me, so.
Yeah, she may have had trouble accessing anything. You know, she was just. Not really thriving.
No. She has been in my prayer that God's going to do a miracle for her, and Well, Miss Pat, I will look forward to checking in with you and following up with you as we go through this period. I don't know when Annika will pick up. She usually likes 4 or 5 weeks at a time, so we shall see. But you have my contact information.
Yes,
if you need
me,
don't hesitate to call.
Okay. Thanks, Linda. Thanks so much. I appreciate all
thanks for
all
your
you've
contribute.
Done. You're welcome.
Well, thank
thanks
you.
For,
thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
You
all
make
best.
The calls on Thursday. Thank you.
Aw, that's thank you for saying that. It's not. I mean, I appreciate your saying that. You don't have to say that. Okay, I'm going to
well,
look for
I,
that.
Well, no, I mean it. I said it because I mean it. So.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
You take care, hon, and have a wonderful Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Have a wonderful Easter, too. Thanks so much, Linda. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.
Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you.